Welcome to Strathan, Kildare's tidy towns winning village. Strathan is in deepest rural North Kildare and yet is accessible from everywhere. And perhaps the most impressive way to access Strathan is on the road from the Kill or Ardloch direction, which takes you sweeping over the dramatic bridge over the River Liffey. And from there, there's this vista upstream of the river to the picture postcard view of Strathan House, built by the Barton family in the 1820s with characteristics of a French chateau, which is appropriate because given that that family made their fortune in the French vineyards, where indeed members of the family had an interest into modern times. And indeed, listeners who might be enjoying a little tipple through the pandemic might well see on their off-license shelves the well-known brand of Barton and Gestier wine and might think of the Strathan connection. The Bartons moved out of the area in the 1930s. And Strathan House had a succession of owners, but perhaps none more colourful than the film producer Kevin McClory. Now, Kevin, who was a Dubliner, was worthy of a film in his own right. He was in the British Navy during the Second World War and survived an attack on his ship by a German U-boat, which forced him and other crew members to take to a life raft, where they drifted for a punishing 2 weeks before they were rescued in the Atlantic many hundred miles off the coast of Ireland. But he survived that ordeal and in the 50s became involved in the movie business, first as an assistant producer to John Huston. And he was in the movie industry when he met up with a then little-known author known as Ian Fleming, who was hawking a rather prosaic script for a Cold War spy thriller around the studios. And McClory took the script and, if you like, glammed it up. He created the image of the tuxedoed James Bond, the stirred, not shaken, the bevy of glamorous accomplices and so on, and converted Fleming's rather low-key script into the kind of box office hit that it became. As a result, McClory, although he was involved in a string of legal cases over it, became wealthy very quickly, and this opened many doors to him. Indeed, it said he was romantically involved with Elizabeth Taylor, which he went off and married another film producer. But he was famous for the parties he threw in Strathan House in the 70s, which featured a Duffy circus, a hot air balloon, and red carpet guests such as Shirley MacLaine and Sean Connery. But Strathan House had other celebrated owners in later years and indeed welcomed royalty in the person of Prince Albert of Monaco, who was a guest of Dr. Michael Smurfit, who of course was owner of Strathan House in more modern times. And it was Dr. Smurfit who in the early 1990s transformed the house into the magnificent K Club that it has become and the Associated Golf Club, which hosted the Ryder Cup in 2006. But moving on from that vista of the bridge and into the village itself. Now, much of modern Strathan takes its layout from being in the environs of the big house. So on the left as we enter the village is Strathan Church of Ireland, which was built by the Bartons as a private church for them and the workers on their estate. Another feature to the right, if we look at the shop and the butchers, is a distinctive green painted pillar box bearing the initials of Edward VII. And this is a rare piece of apparatus because Edward VII was only on the throne for 10 years between 1901 and 1911. And there were very few full-size pillar boxes made during his time. Edward VII, he never set foot in Sallins, but he passed through nearby when his train went down to Naas for Punchestown races in 1904. Moving into the village itself and to the left, another feature is the Lych Gate into the cemetery. Now that's spelled L-Y-C-H. And you might say to me, what in heaven's name is a Lych Gate? Well, a Lych Gate is a wooden canopy which in olden times was meant to shelter a funeral as it entered the cemetery where the funeral stopped and the officiating clergyman said the prayers over it. The present iteration in Strathan was presented by Mr. Shaw in memory of local men who lost their lives in the First World War. There over 1,000 Kildare men died in that carnivorous war. And they're commemorated in various ways, mainly through stone plaques and stained glass. So the wooden lych gate is quite a unique memorial to them. Entering the cemetery then, on the left, the remains of an ancient fortified church from the Middle Ages, which is an echo of Strafford's ancient origins as a religious site. Among the people who lie at rest in the cemetery is one outstanding person from the sporting world, Vincent O'Brien, the renowned flat racing trainer, who, although known as the master of Ballydoyle and associated with Tipperary, in fact had Kildare interests. He trained at Newhall Stud near Naas, not too far away from the KFM radio station, for some time, and lived in the latter part of his life in the Baron Rath Stud on the way into Strafford, and is interred in the village cemetery. Back to the main street, and on the left we pass the baronial style former Royal Irish Constabulary station, now a private residence, taking its design very much from that of an estate village, if you like, built to serve the big house. And we come to the crossroads in the village where stands St. Bridget's Catholic Church. And although we're in deepest County Kildare, in religious terms, we're in fact in the Archdiocese of Dublin, St. Bridget's being associated with Selbridge Parish in the Dublin Archdiocese. And at this crossroads, perhaps the most interesting road is the small winding rural road, which takes you in the direction of Selbridge, where it joins the main road from Clain, at the foot of Ardras Hill. And at the foot of Ardras is a St. Patrick's Well, where in olden times people used to come for its heating powers. It's ever so slightly warmer in temperature than air temperature, so issues from deep in the ground, and was a place of some pilgrimage in ancient times. Not too far away is the very fine restored stone church with stone roof, unusual in these parts, Ardras Church, which again is a fine example of early religious architecture in the North Kildare area. So if we make our way back to Strafford and the crossroads, and we head in the Maynooth direction, and to our left we'll see some of New Strafford, the Hammerstone Estate, which is indicative of the growth and population of the village over the past decade. And we move on to the Barberstown Cross, where the Strafford Maynooth Road intersects that from Clain to Selbridge. And that cross is overlooked by the magnificent Barberstown Castle and Hotel. And this is a castle which has many stories and has had famous residents, including a Lord Mayor of Dublin, an admiral who fought with Nelson at Trafalgar, and in more recent times was owned by the celebrated musician Eric Clapton. More recently, again, of course, it's been transformed into a hotel, but there's perhaps one guest who's never given back his room card. It's said that a previous occupier of the castle had an agreement with its landlord that the rent would not be raised as long as he, the occupier, remained above ground. The man died, and his very shrewd wife arranged for him to be interred in the walls of the castle. Therefore, he was above ground, and the landlord could not come back and raise the rent. So as we pass Barberstown Castle, perhaps we'll think that somewhere within its 4-foot thick walls lies somebody in their final resting place. Looking back at Strafford, although it's a relatively small village, in some ways you could say it has two of everything. It has two churches, the Church of Ireland and St. Bridget's Catholic Church, two post boxes, the picturesque pillar box, and a rare Irish Free State wall box. And also, it has two names. For many years, the Irish name, the official Irish name of Strafford was Clunini, which means little meadows, and takes its name from an adjacent townsland where the Strafford Station post office once stood. But in more recent times, that name has been changed to Tuck Strafon, a reference to an early Christian saint who is said to have founded the first church in the locality.